our Patriots Friday guy, Mr. That's Confidential, Patrick Chung. Patrick Muntinlu, how are you?
How you doing, man?
We're doing good. Now, I was not there for this event, but apparently you played in a charity basketball tournament with Lou.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we broke it down.
Give me a scouting report.
He got nothing. I shut him down. Okay.
No, shut up. Let Patrick, man. Patrick's more of an athlete than you are at this point, Patrick. Lou. Give us the scouting report here.
Lou.
Be nice now.
I don't want to put you down. You need to get your skills up, bro.
Hey, listen, I didn't have Dana Barros to pass the ball to. No, Patrick had a couple shots, you know.
No, it was fun, though. It was fun. He was hustling, though. I give him that. He was hustling. I give you that, definitely.
I was sore for about a week. I don't know how the hell I got it, but that's all right.
I know, right?
Hey, listen, I was down there last week when you guys had the practice with the Saints, man. I was watching, you know, the one-on-ones, and I'm thinking, man, this just doesn't seem right. I mean, you got Drew Brees there. I see you at times covering Jimmy Graham. You got the whole field. There's no help. That's not good, right? I mean, like, you leave that, you got to tell yourself you're pretty good again.
I mean, one-on-one is definitely offensive drills. I mean, if you can cover somebody one-on-one with no rush, I mean, you're doing pretty good. If you get close, you're pretty good, you know? So it's kind of a tackling drill for the DBs. I call it tackling drill. Just get as close as you can because, you know, I mean, they're going to throw when he's open. You know, when it's 7-on-17, it's not going to be the same. But, you know, it's a good drill, though, because it makes it as hard as it could possibly be for a DB. So if you're close, you're doing a good job.
Doesn't it kind of prove, we've talked about this before, like your defensive backs, you know, you get pressure on the quarterback that can make you guys that much better. It's working together as a unit because you are out there in an island. You know, in this league, some of the wide receivers and quarterbacks, it's awful tough to stay with guys for 5, 6, 7 seconds.
Yeah, man. To tell you, like you said, it's all on the string, man. They get a rush, they got to throw it quick. We only have to cover them for a couple seconds. You know, you can't cover everybody forever, and you can't cover a perfect throw and a great catch. You know, so I mean, it's all working together, man. The D line tells us, hey, get a jam. When it gets to them, gotta get a jam. You know, so we're all working together.
Speaking of working together, you got a new tag team partner back there in Stephen Gregory, and I'm curious, Patrick, what you knew about Stephen coming into this year, and what have you thought about playing with him alongside him so far in camp?
Oh, I like Stephen, man. He's smart, man. He came in ready. He's came in. He's smart. He's helping me. I'm helping him, and it's looking good, man. I mean, can't really tell after the first game, you know, but, I mean, hopefully the chemistry will keep going, and we're just going to be, like you said, one-two punch or a tandem, but right now we're just working to get better and get consistent so we can keep it going throughout the season.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time with us last year talking about chemistry and having to have chemistry with whatever guys back then. I was curious, you know, in terms of it's been one game and a couple weeks of practice, but how has that chemistry gone? How has that on-the-field chemistry been so far?
So far, it's been pretty good, man. So we have no complaints. I mean, we can definitely get better, man. You can never be too good at something, you know. So we always have to keep striving to be better, and pretty much be as good as we can be, man. Strive for perfection, so you know we can great.
You know, Tavon Wilson's another guy that's back there with you. And when he was drafted, a lot of people said, this guy wasn't even invited to the combine. So you're thinking, okay, well, maybe, you know, he's a football player, but maybe he's not a good skill guy. I don't know. But from everything you hear, seems to be that you like what you see. What do you see from him?
I mean, combine means nothing, man. Combine means nothing to me, man. If you can come in and be focused and be a veteran rookie, like Deb came in, he was like a veteran rookie, came in, he's just ready to learn and ready to play and ready to get better. I mean, the sky's the limit, man. I mean, I could care less if you go to combine, if you run a 4.2, man. If you're smart and reliable and consistent, that's all we need.
Well, here's the thing about Lou. You talked about his basketball game. I can tell you why his skills got to get it. Hold on. I'm going to explain why his skills weren't where they should have been. Because Lou has watched, and he won't admit this, but he has watched the Nate Ebner Rugby Sevens video of him at Ohio State like 100 times, Patrick. What Nate Ebner did playing rugby at Ohio State.
You got to check that out, by the way. Go online and check it out. No. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to check it out, man. I haven't seen it. I really haven't seen it. I'm going to check it out so I can give him a hard time later.
I mean, I don't know if he's on the field with guys that are like my size or not, but at that time, you know, this guy, it was amazing. It was fun to watch. But what if he's been out there in the field lately, though? What do you see from that guy?
Yeah, I mean, he just got back out there. I mean, he's fast. He's aggressive. He has good ball skills. I mean, he's good. We're going to, I mean, it's too early, man. You guys know how it is, man. It's a long, long season. So we're gonna see how guys keep holding up and see if we can keep getting better.
What about another new guy that you faced as an opponent in Brandon Lloyd? A lot of fans are talking about him, Patrick, as a guy that can make a lot of plays, can jump out of the gym. Looking at Brandon Lloyd day in and day out of practice, give us a scouting report on what you see out of him.
man. You gotta come check it out for yourself, man. I can't give up our secrets.
But he fights for the ball. I mean, that's one of the biggest things, right? Like, you go up against some of these wide receivers, maybe you figure you got a shot, but the word is with him, you know, he fights for the ball like no other wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, man. His ball skills are very good, man. You have Tom throwing it right on point, so it's kind of easy. But he has good hands, man, good routes. He's smooth, you know, he's very smooth, so I'm anxious to see how that works out.
Now, listen, when I hear some of these reporters say, well, you know, the defense is ahead of the offense right now, does that piss you off, or are you guys just beating them up out there?
Confidential, man. I got to get one every week, bro.
Now, okay, so you've already used your that's confidential, so we can ask you this one going forward.
Oh, so you set me up.
This is plenty of reports here, Patrick, that there was an altercation yesterday at practice, and that really since the opening days of training camp, there have been these scuffles. Do you put anything behind that, why there's been more of these, at least reported by the reporters that are there, these public scuffles in front of the public practice of this year?
Okay, we're beating them up on defense. I take confidential on that one.
But can it be a good thing? Like, I don't know how what to think of it, but can it be a good thing that there's that much intensity, or is that just a sign that you guys are sick of eating each other and want the Eagles on Monday night?
Man, that's over, man. We're just trying to get better out here.
All right, a guy that was with you last year at that safety position, Devin McCourty, looks like he's back at that corner position. Do you see a different guy? Was it a little bit of health and confidence last year with him?
Nah, man, you gotta realize everybody. I mean, there's guys in the NFL that are making plays too, man. So sometimes you're going to make plays, sometimes you're not. That's just the nature of the game. But he's confident. I have no worries about that, man. He's a good player.
You guys got a ton of practice time here this week. And then when it comes down after Monday night, you're going to have 3 games in 10 days. Mm-hmm. You didn't really have a camp last year. I mean, is it to the point now where you're like, all right, let's get these games going? Because 3 and 10 is a long time, a lot of games.
Yeah, it's the nature of the beast. That's how our schedule came up. You got to deal with it and just be mature about it, be confident, and just play the games. Can't really think about, you know, we have a 3-game stretch or, you know, we don't get a break. Can't think about that because then you already lost. You got to just take it as it comes, man, and just ball out.
And when you came in as a rookie, the CBA was obviously different. There was a stretch there where you guys would have a bunch of days in a row, full padded practice, sometimes 2-a-days, and obviously now it's different. I've heard some veterans say they like this, Patrick, that it's easier on the body in preparation for the year. Do you like the new setup in terms of the days in pads, days out of pads leading into the season?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, man. You gotta take care of your body. It's definitely easy on the body. But, I mean, sometimes you need those padded practices. You need those days where you get a bunch of learning in and a bunch of install. So, you know, it's not just fresh to your brain when you first hear. You know, sometimes it's good to have those things. It's good to tackle because, you know, practice makes perfect, man. Practice should be the hardest thing. So the game is just easy. It's just natural instincts of what you've seen in practice. So, as far as that, yeah, it's kind of like a give or take. Sometimes, you know, you need it. Sometimes you don't need it. You know, it's kind of a, you know, 50-50 there.
Well, all right, I got to go work on my jump shot. So I got to get out of here. I got to work on my game.
Well, your hustle is amazing, though.
Thanks, man. That was me. I was a scrapper. What can I tell you?
What about the hustle of your org? I got the SI college football preview came out yesterday, Sports Illustrated, and you would probably agree Oregon at 4 is vastly overrated. That team's not the number 4 team in the country. Come on.
Yeah, they're number 1. You're right. I'm Oregon Ducks all day, baby. You can't get me with that.
We're very aware. Patrick, enjoy it Monday night. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. I see you guys.
It's our guy, Mr. Confidential, Patrick Chung.